40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Kraus reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a 7-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent 2 search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from 5 cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped 2 suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge, Thomas Sobosinski, says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. 2 children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The 2 abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The 2 children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, last week we saw a 17% increase in COVID infections here in the great state of Oregon. And China has now, you know, kind of opened up, and there's just probably something close to a billion cases of COVID going on in China. What's that going to do with mutations? What's the state of the COVID pandemic right now? And also, you know, we're hearing about the possibility of a coming flu pandemic. Let's check in with Dr. Eric Feigelding, the epidemiologist, senior fellow with the Federation of American Scientists, the first whistleblower on the COVID pandemic, former faculty member and researcher at Harvard Medical School and Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Dr. Eric Ding, D-R-E-R-I-C-D-I-N-G is his Twitter handle. Dr. Feigelding, welcome back to the program. So where are we at right now with regard to the COVID pandemic as a country and as a people?
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Well, people want to pretend the pandemic's over. It's not really over. And honestly, it's not over until ventilation, air disinfection, all these standards are implemented in all public buildings, because, you know, we know a lot of people don't wear a mask, and we know that the new variants are penetrating our vaccines. We need next generation vaccines that are transmission stopping. I think that is key, not just hospitalization preventing. And I think right now we're just not there yet. You know, we've kind of like pretended it's over, but we still have anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 deaths a week, and testing is all over the place. You know, you can have wastewater and hospitalization rising, but cases are dropping or flat because people aren't testing anymore. I think, you know, as we get into the warm spring, things will get a little better, but we haven't solved the fundamental problem that this virus keeps mutating, and we're going to eventually run out of luck. You know, with this XBB.1.5, it's pretty evasive. It's not the end of it, and it won't be the last mutation or infection. I think it will keep rolling until we actually do something about it. There is no fate but what we make, but we're not really doing much to truly stop it.
So every time a vaccine has become available, I've gotten it, including the bivalent one, which I got back in October, I believe, of last year. And I asked my physician, Louise and I are going to meet family in March for an annual get together that we haven't held for 3 years, and family from all over the country. We're going to travel down to Mexico. And I said, that'll be 6 months since I got my vaccine. Should I go get a booster? And can I even get a booster? And he said, A, I can't prescribe it because physicians can't prescribe boosters. It'll be up to the pharmacy. You may have to lie to them or pretend to be somebody else to get it. I don't know. He said, I don't think it would hurt you, but I'm not really sure. I'm not up to date on the science. He said, the one thing I can tell you is that, you know, in the first year of COVID, at least half the people that I saw ended up in the hospital. And now it's been 2 months since I've had a patient end up in the hospital. I do think that this current wave of COVID is less lethal than the early wave. So I'm curious your thoughts on his comments.
Well, I think the lethality is that most people have either been vaccinated or been infected. And I think that's why now it looks less lethal. It doesn't necessarily mean it's less lethal. But also that I think answering the question of can I get another booster, the rules are very fungible right now. Like many places, well, officially you're not supposed to get another booster after the bivalent, but you can easily, but there's evidence also clear that, you know, the booster wanes after a couple months, and especially after 4 or 5 months, it definitely wanes. I also want to remind people that the Novavax vaccine has broader spectrum protection because basically offers more of the virus than the mRNA, you know, presenting it to your body. It has better variant protection, but it's being discontinued. It's no longer being shipped after the end of this month. So if this is your last chance to get the Novavax booster, so go to vaccines.gov, try to find a pharmacy that will offer it. Many pharmacies will give it to you, no questions asked, or, you know, say you don't have your previous vaccine card. Right. So I think getting the Novavax vaccine, I think, is a really good idea, especially gets, you know, changing it up vaccine-wise is a good idea. But right. Especially now, before the end of the month, before it runs out.
Fascinating. Now, the New York Times featured an op-ed a couple of days ago. I think it was last Thursday or Friday. I could be wrong, but maybe it was Saturday. But it was about this H1N5 flu that has led to the slaughter of tens of millions of chickens in the United States, driving up egg prices. And now it's in the wild bird population. We've had bears who were eating dead wild birds who have convulsions and blindness as a result of it. It appears to have about 800 humans have been infected with it, always from birds, and over 500 of them have died. It appears to have over a 50% lethality rate. And there's concern that if somebody gets this virus at the same time that they've got a previous regular flu virus, that the genes for human infection could jump to this wild flu, and we could have a whole brand new pandemic that could be far more lethal than anything we've seen even since 1918. What are your thoughts on that?
So I do think it is a real risk, but is it a clear and present danger right now? You know, this is always, you know, what is the moment that the pandemic will, a new, you know, disastrous pandemic will trigger? You know, not all pandemics are the same level of COVID. I think there could be easily a pandemic around this. You know, mink farms, we should honestly stop farming mink for coats and fur coats.
Yeah.
I think we need to discontinue that. But I think it could happen later this year, or it could happen in the next 2 to 15 years. It's an undetermined exact rate. Now, it's getting closer and closer to, there's more and more human transmission of H5N1, but whether or not it makes a superhuman like an adaptation where it's like super efficient in humans. Right now, it's not efficient in humans yet. Mostly, it's still mink farmers who are getting infected, and so it takes. It's like Goldilocks. It can't be too severe. If it's too severe, like Ebola, it can go pandemic, but it won't spread fast enough.
It's self-limiting.
Right, but if it's too mild, obviously the world won't really care. So it's like COVID is like this right in between, not too severe but not too mild, but super contagious, and oftentimes contagious before you realize it, and very airborne. And that's of course the virus that takes over the world. So it's now the question, of course, is, you know, our flu vaccines. We get new flu shots each year because we have to readapt to the likely new strain. But we oftentimes design these, mass produce these flu batches like 9 months ahead of the actual flu season. So right now we're designing, in the next month or two, we're designing the flu shots for next year. But it's really hard to predict. That's why some years it's hit and miss. And again, this jump, it could commingle with like an existing human efficient flu strain and then have this crossover. And that's exactly what XBB.1.5 is, you know, for COVID.
Right.
There's a crossover of several strains. It's possible. But again, it's one of those random events where eventually we will run out of luck. It will eventually happen. But whether it's going to happen this year, next year, or in 10, 15 years, that is the hard thing to say.
Fascinating stuff. There was an article in the Oregonian, in my local newspaper. I believe it was picked up off of the Associated, no, it was from Bloomberg News, that this new Merck antiviral pill, Lagevrio, L-A-G-E-V-R-I-O, That the way that it works against COVID is by inducing mutations in the virus that are so severe that the virus dies. But what they're finding is that some of these mutations are not killing the virus. And now they're starting to freak out that this might produce a more dangerous form of COVID.
Right.
What's the story here? And why is this pill on the market if that's the case?
Right. This drug is called Molnupiravir. They originally named it after the Mjolnir, hammer of Thor.
Right.
But I think it's anything but that. It's a hammer, but it's a squeaky hammer. I think of it as like a virus genetic grenade. It creates a huge slew of mutations in a virus that eventually the virus stops functioning because you blew up its genome. But there are many viruses that do survive, and they compete. In many ways, it is, we were talking just minutes ago about, will we get unlucky with a mutation? Well, this is the grenade that creates mutations. It kills viruses, yes, but in a small sample, it also creates super variants.
So this is like antibiotics producing antibiotic resistance?
Yeah, it's akin to that. It's a virus. Antibiotics is for bacteria.
Right.
But it's akin to that, right? And so in many ways, it basically naturally creates a lot of leftovers that do survive. And again, it is a mutation, grenade engine that pops leftover viruses that could actually be much worse than the original problem virus. So it's very risky. A lot of people many scientists, we've known about it from the beginning. Mm. It does work, but we want solutions that don't make the problem worse in the long run, right?
Yeah, I totally get it.
This is the problem with Molnupiravir. And, many doctors are just not willing to prescribe it anymore, even though it's still available.
Yeah, I totally get it. I'm curious. I've seen statistics indicating that about 10% of people who get COVID end up with long COVID. But it seems that those are mostly the people who are getting the earlier versions and variants of COVID. Is long COVID still a problem with these Omicron variants?
Oh, long COVID definitely is. Like, the vaccine reduces your likelihood of long COVID, but it doesn't negate or completely prevent it. Like, I think it reduces your risk of long COVID anywhere 15, 20%. Mm-hmm. It's not a surefire way to stop long COVID. The surefire way to stop long COVID is not get COVID and not get reinfected with more COVID.
Right.
Omicron is not like any milder on long COVID in any way. Omicron, in many ways, it's more evasive against your immune system than the old strains. So, again, it's not just 1 in 10. There's some studies that show it's like 1 in 5, 1 in 3, and depending on the symptom. So I think the long COVID is the clear and present danger, and it actually has debilitated our workforce. People are saying, where are all the service workers? Many service work industry has not recovered yet. Well, and the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and the Bank of England Chair, they all say, it's long COVID, and COVID actually has cut down the actual active, effective workforce who can work. And so this is where I'm saying, if you value your not just your life, but your family welfare, you need to stop COVID,
right?
Not just
be careful. Escape. Wear masks. Don't go into public places. I get it. I
mentally
totally get it.
Disinfection.
Dr. Feigelding, thank you so much for dropping by. Great talking with you. Thank you. We'll continue the program in just a moment. I got to tell you about the demoralization syndrome in the American healthcare system. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And, of course, Joe Biden's State of the Union will be tomorrow. So right across the board, people are all hysterical about the balloon. Really?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. A couple of stories here I wanted to flag for you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here on the other side of the bottom of the hour. The first is a piece by Jake Johnson over on Common Dreams titled Demoralization Syndrome, Dr. Blass' Lucrative System for For-Profit Medicine in scathing New York Times op-ed. It's actually a story about a story. It's a story about an op-ed that was written in the New York Times by a Dr. Eric Reinhardt, a physician at Northwestern University. And he notes that doctors, I'm quoting from his article, doctors have long diagnosed many of our sickest patients with demoralization syndrome, a condition commonly associated with terminal illness that's characterized by a sense of helplessness and loss of purpose. He says American physicians are now increasingly suffering from a similar condition, except our demoralization is not a reaction to a medical condition, but rather to the diseased systems for which we work. He points out, and I've been singing this song for a long, long time. I wrote The Hidden History of American Healthcare all about this. He points out, quote, "The United States is the only large high-income country that doesn't provide universal health care to its citizens. Instead, it maintains a lucrative system of for-profit medicine. For decades, at least tens of thousands of preventable deaths have occurred each year because health care here is so expensive." And, you know, there was a study that was published in the National Academy of Sciences, the Proceedings of the National Academy, last year, peer-reviewed study, that found that a single-payer healthcare system would have prevented 338,000 COVID deaths in the United States. Wrap your head around that one. We have one of the highest COVID death rates in the world. Why? Because we have a healthcare system that's all screwed up. It's all for profit. One report estimated that in 2021 alone, 117,000 physicians left the workforce, only 40,000 joined it. So we're running out of doctors, too. One in five doctors right now says that they're planning on leaving the practice in the next few years. Nearly two-thirds of physicians report that they feel burned out. And, you know, what is causing this? Obviously, the politicization of medicine on the one hand, you know, having people standing in the parking lot of your hospital threatening to kill you if you come out because you're giving vaccines for COVID and stuff. And a broken healthcare system where you've got to beg a health insurance company to pay for every single thing that you want your patients to have access to. It's stressing people. During the pandemic, he writes, this is from this New York Times op-ed, during the pandemic, physicians have witnessed our hospitals nearly fall apart as a result of underinvestment in public health systems and uneven distribution of medical infrastructure. Many healthcare workers have been traumatized by the futility of their attempts to stem recurrent waves of death. One-fifth of physicians reporting that they knew of a colleague who had considered, attempted, or died by suicide during the first year of the pandemic alone. This pandemic was far more stressful to our physicians and our nurses than any of us realized. It's just absolutely shocking. And then he notes, from the 1930s to today, medical organizations like the AMA have organized efforts to ward off the specter of, quote, socialized medicine, end quote. He says, doctors can no longer be passive witnesses to these harms. And he's calling for physicians to rise up and say, we need a national healthcare system here in the United States to maintain the health of the United States and of our doctors. Fox News, on the other hand, thinks that if you're sick, you should just go to work coffee. I'll tell you about that, and then pick up your phone calls at 202-808-9925 on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, for-profit hospitals and big pharma would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home. And, it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Hey, sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects super easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with over 150 million-plus customers, served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get your home projects done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. Happens a lot out here in the Pacific Northwest. And the free Angie mobile app came to our rescue, and it is being fixed right now. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, upfront project pricing that you know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, Angie.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So over in Fox News, although the company has a policy, just like, you know, Fox News had a mandatory vaccination policy and a vaccine passport that you had to use if you wanted to come to work. At the same time that the Fox News people, who were all vaccinated and had to have their vaccine passport, their Fox News News Corp vaccine passport on their phones, those same people were going on the air saying, oh, you don't need a vaccine, you know, and vaccine passports are tyranny, right? I mean, you know, hypocrisy, this is thy name. Well, now, you know, Fox also, you have sick days if you work for Fox News. The company offers 6 days, as any rational company does. But the people on Fox News are saying, oh, no, you don't want to take 6 days. No. I don't think you necessarily should have like six days every year. This was on Friday's episode of The Five. Jesse Waters, who's a regular, he says he never takes a day off sick, especially when he has to appear on TV. Right. What a great role model, huh? The one guy who has spoken out in favor of sick days is Neil Cavuto. Why would that be? Well, it's because he is immune compromised and almost died from COVID. But he still got death threats when he supported the vaccine on the air. The Washington Post has also cited a study from researchers at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich that said, quote, Fox News is reducing COVID-19 vaccination uptake in the United States with no evidence of the other major networks having any effect. There is an association between areas with higher Fox News viewership and lower vaccinations. Media emphasis on minority viewpoints against scientific consensus is linked to vaccine hesitancy. Isn't that incredible? After what Dr. Feigelding had to say about long COVID and all the dangers of COVID, and Fox News, oh yeah, just come to work sick. The reason for this, of course, is that, you know, billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and you know, the right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party in America, they made their money through business, and their businesses don't want to have to pay people to take time off. So yeah, go to work sick and cough on your customers and cough on that order of food that you're taking out to that person in the restaurant. Brilliant. These people are complete fools. You know, it's just asininity raised to the level of an art form. Anyhow, let's pick up your phone calls here. John in Mokena, Illinois. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
How are you, Tom?
I'm good.
I was just wondering why the Republicans in the House are so eager to take a vote on disparaging what they refer to as socialism, but at the same time, fascism, which we fought a world war against, is not something that occurs to them to disparage.
I think the key.
I could take your answer off here.
Oh, that's fine, John. I think the key to the whole thing, John, is that when Mark Pocan offered an amendment to this resolution that simply said that the definition of socialism does not encompass American programs like Social Security and Medicare, that simple amendment, the Republicans unanimously voted against it. So, you know, this tells you what they're up to. What they're up to is trying to identify programs like Social Security and Medicare. They want Medicare to be taken over entirely by for-profit health insurance companies that then kick back millions and millions of dollars in campaign contributions and other goodies to Republican members of Congress. They want Social Security to be taken over entirely by the Wall Street bankers, who then kick back millions of dollars in campaign contributions and other other goodies, you know, of trips around the world and all kinds of stuff to Republican members of Congress. This is what it's all about. It's just that simple. There's no secret here. There's no mystery to this. Jeff in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You get here. Hold on. What's on here?
What's up, Jeff?
Well, anyway, I wanted to ask you a question about the fairness doctrine, considering that the Republicans are now, or the conservatives are now, even extending their talk radio networks to the Hispanic community.
Why isn't Biden
doing anything about the fairness doctrine and bringing it back or anything? Is that just acceptable?
The fairness doctrine did not require radio stations to present multiple points of view unless a point of view was being put forward by the ownership or management of the station. Back when I worked on, I was a floor director at Channel 6 WJIM-TV in Lansing, Michigan, when I was 17 years old. That was back in the day when radio and television stations used to run editorials, you know, kind of competing with newspapers. And so the guy who owned the station, it was owned by a young family, a wealthy family, but in fact they named it after their son. WJIM was named after Jim, their son, when he was born. And he would come on, he would do his little editorials about, you know, this bond issue to upgrade the zoo at Potter Park is a boondoggle. And so part of my job was to help find somebody in the community who had an opposing point of view and get them on to, so if Jim, the owner of the station, did his, you know, 3-minute riff, we had to have 3 minutes opposing that. But any other point of view that was presented on the station did not need to be balanced. And nowadays, those editorials by station ownership and management are pretty much limited to the Sinclair Television Network. They pretty much don't exist anymore. So the fairness doctrine would not help with regard to this. Sorry.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily have to be the original one, would it? We could, like, craft another one. It's just a matter of the FCC.
Well, here's the problem.
Creating a ruling, right?
If you say that if the FCC steps in and says, okay, you've got a Republican on the air all day long, you've got to have a Democrat, and so the radio station says, okay, we'll get Josh Gottheimer, or Joe Manchin as our Democrat, or Kyrsten Sinema to come on and present the Democratic point of view. I mean, you know, it's like as soon as you get government in or anybody in that mix telling radio stations how to program, they're going to figure out a way around it, you know, to put out the point of view that they want. The solution to this is not, in my opinion, is not the government intervening, although the original fairness doctrine, I think actually bringing that back would be a good idea. It also required programming in the public interest, which meant that radio stations had to have news at the top of every hour that was, you know, nonpartisan and unbiased. And television stations had to have a half hour of news in the evening and prime time. But I think that's all good, you know, all well and good. But I think the real answer to this is for progressives. There are a few progressive billionaires out there to start buying radio and television stations. And promoting them. But, you know, every time I've been pitching this, I mean, you know, I used to be carried on Air America. I helped start Air America Radio. And my show was on Air America for years. And I went on numerous meetings with wealthy donors and Democratic politicians trying to raise money for Air America. And everybody was very skeptical about it. They're like, well, you know, the free market, and, you know, you should be able to sustain yourself with advertising. And then when Clear Channel started kicking us off their stations, they were like, well, I guess you guys don't have any listeners anymore. See you later. It was very disheartening. We really need, I mean, you know, Air America, in the 5 years that they were on the air, raised and spent $17 million, and probably about half of that went to pay for Al Franken's salary. And that was like nothing. $17 million was nothing compared to the $100 million a year for the first 5 years, according to Brit Hume, that Rupert Murdoch spent to get, you know, Fox News launched. The problem was not a bad network. I mean, you know, I had some problems with the programming and the management. I thought in some cases was pretty terrible, but that wasn't what killed them. What killed them was that it was underfunded from the get-go, and that was a real tragedy. Jeff, thank you for the call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, last week I got a letter from Blue Cross Blue Shield saying my supplement was going to go up a little bit, and it does every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, my independent insurance agent that I've had for a long time, I contacted him about it because I was just checking, and he says, well, it normally goes up around 7 to 9%, and this went up 13%.
Wow.
And he says it will do that every year. And unfortunately, I have a medication that I have to take that few will cover, so I'm kind of locked into Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, what will happen is eventually, and maybe in another year or two, you're going to be at the point where you're paying all of your out-of-pocket for that supplement anyhow through your monthly payments.
So you're out of
and
the donut hole.
You'll probably want to, huh?
You're out of the donut hole, Yeah.
And so he said, what you'll probably want to do then is go to Medicare Advantage. And I said,
what?
And yeah, and he said, well, because they have more competitive plans. And he says, you're going to be paying that much anyhow. So that way.
You know why he's telling you this, Sandra. He makes anywhere from $800 to $3,000 in commission if he can sign you up for Medicare Advantage.
And at the time, I thought, no, because I'd already been down that road once about 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And I had gotten onto an Advantage plan where I didn't realize it. And when I did, I got in touch with him right away. And I said, no, I don't want to be on this Advantage plan. I want to be on standard Medicare.
Yeah.
So he got me switched over. And luckily, because like 3 days after that, I'd already gotten switched over. But 3 days later, I wound up in the intensive care unit for 5 days.
Whoa.
I wasn't even conscious the first 3 days of what was going on.
Yeah.
And they did every test known to man to figure out what was going on. That was in October of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really strange because I had most, but not all, of the symptoms of COVID. But they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And they never figured out what it was. But I finally got to go home. All of that, I started getting bills from the independent insurance company saying, oh, well, your charges for this particular procedure is $2,000, and your charges for that are $5,000. And I kept telling him, I said, they're sending me bills for something where it should be through standard Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, but it's taking a while to get through the system. It'll all clear itself out. Don't worry. And it did, so that Medicare covered it all. It was like over $40,000.
Wow.
For that week.
Yeah, and that's the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Sandra, I don't have an insurance agent. I just went on the website of the insurance company that I wanted to buy my Medigap policy from and bought it right online. You may want to rethink your relationship with this guy if he's trying to push you into Medicare Advantage.
And the problem is, it's because of this one med that I have to take, that to Eliquis, and it's very expensive, and it's also one of those ones they put on the list of, if you take that, that means you have this problem and we're not going to cover you.
Yeah.
So that's what he's telling me. I may look a little further into that in the future. But I told him I had no interest in switching to Medigap, no matter what.
Yeah.
Or Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage. Yeah, well, that's wise. That's very wise because it's...
because I've already been ready for what that was like.
Yep, this is nasty stuff, this Medicare Advantage stuff.
Yeah.
Sandra, thank you for the testimony. Hopefully it has enlightened a few more people. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website.
And did I mention that Cozy Earth Bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth Bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. For me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old could do it, and your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling your personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device, or my device, and the internet, so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Randy in Ottawa, Iowa. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm listening to your to the show today, and this thing on Fox about the reporting of COVID. It's just one more grain of sand in the propaganda mill that comes from Fox. And I'd like to put it into context shortly that basically Rupert Murdoch has created something, a propaganda mill that pays people like O'Reilly, Beck, and what was the blonde woman's name that was
Megyn Kelly,
that can't make a living because they sold their credibility for the millions of dollars they made out of Rupert Murdoch's propaganda mill. And they pander they deceive the American people into making them think that they need to be sympathetic to the billionaire's plight.
Right.
And I just wanted to put that into context. Where are all the people, the ones that are still there? They will go to obscurity too, that keep promoting this thing. And that was my point. I have one other point I'd like to touch if I have the time.
Very quickly, yeah.
Yeah, the 16% that on these places where Biden won, mm-hmm. I don't think they exist at 16% or at that level anymore. I think that immigration has the legal ramifications of immigration, the Republicans that keep using immigration year after every other 2 years to sway the vote, and the immigrants that are coming from South America going, well, we're leaving because of socialism. You know, we're coming here because we want the Republican dream. And I think that all of that has taken a toll, even though it's not in the news every day. So
I think you're right. And the Republicans refuse to even engage in negotiations for comprehensive immigration reform. We've got a broken system.
It's too bad. They've ripped us all off over this forever. And the Republican Party has profited. Republican manufacturers and businesses have profited from illegal immigration for decades.
Yep. And, absolutely. Ever since Reagan. I'm with you. Randy, I got to run, but thank you. Well said. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, which includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There is so much we can do. There are so many great groups you can join up with. You start with your local Democratic Party. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.